So did you see how McDonald's in 1970s actually helped drug dealers?
What?
It's a pretty bold statement. I understand that. But what's so crazy is back in the 1970s, McDonald's had this like spoon for coffees. It was this 5-inch spoon with a, it's a very small spoon, right?
Okay.
Just like you could just get a little.
Like a coffee stir.
Coffee stir, but at the end of it, it's a little spoon. Okay. Where they could put like sugar in and they could stir it.
Yeah.
But what they're finding is back in the 1970s that people were actually using McDonald's spoons to snort cocaine.
What?
So the spoon was just small enough, but long enough to stick it up people's their noses and snort the cocaine.
Oh.
So McDonald's had to discontinue it.
McDonald's. What are we doing? Come on, McDonald's.
McDonald's were ahead of its time.
That's crazy. So it was small enough to fit up people's noses. Oh.
Yeah, so they stopped it. But it's pretty amazing how McDonald's.
It's actually kind of a good thing to give, right? Because it helps with coffee. People just don't deserve nice things.
People don't deserve nice things. And with that being said, guys, thank you so much for watching and welcome to Just the Nobody's podcast. I'm your host, Ryan.
And I'm your host, Daniel.
And today we're doing a podcast.
Woo!
If you're new to the channel, please smash the subscribe button and hit the like button. Also comment what you guys want us to talk about next week. As you can see throughout this video, we took your suggestions from last week and we're talking about it today on this podcast. So without further ado, let's get into the podcast.
Get into it. Okay, so I wanted to talk about some Disney Channel theories.
Ooh.
I know we've talked about some of these before. But we've all seen Disney Channel, and we all know there's some crazy stuff behind these shows.
Yeah.
I think one of the craziest, it's not really a theory, but it's more of like a detail. In Suite Life on Deck, in one of the classrooms on the chalkboard, it says Illuminati on the chalkboard.
Oh, I remember this one.
Like, what the heck is that?
Yeah, I mean, I think till this day, right, ever since you've mentioned that, we talked about this maybe a couple years ago. And I think it's one of the most disturbing, unanswered reasons.
It's like, weird. Why would you put that in a kid's show?
And I, you know, as time goes on, I would love to like, I think it's good to bring back old theories and talk about it. And if there's any new information to kind of like elaborate more on the theory.
Yeah.
And I think when you think about this, right, that whole thing, Zach and Cody.
Right.
Right. Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Right now, as we're speaking today, Nickelodeon is under fire.
Yeah.
For how they treated the kids. Right.
Right.
The Jeffrey Epstein thing has been a well-known thing now.
Uh-huh.
A lot of celebrities are on these flight logs. Right.
Yeah.
And Illuminati is highly connected with like elite powerful people,
right?
And now that all these elite powerful people are getting called out, it's kind of weird now when you think about it that it appeared in a Disney Channel show. I'm not saying Disney Channel had an association with it, but who knows who's connected with the Illuminati that were on set that day to be able to design that chalkboard.
That's interesting. That's a good point. Moving on though, another theory is a Kim Possible theory.
Ooh.
That Kim Possible was actually genetically modified. Because when you think about it, her parents are scientists.
That's true.
And, okay, Kim Possible has some pretty inhuman abilities. Like, she is extremely strong. And it's like, it's almost like humanly impossible for a teenage girl in high school to be that strong.
I agree.
It is crazy what she does.
Yeah.
Right? And she's like always dodging death somehow.
Yeah.
So I think it's safe to assume that she could be a lab experiment.
I think it's totally valid.
Yeah. Like her parents like experimented on her when she was like in the womb.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of weird.
Or maybe the mom experimented on herself and in turn it affected her offspring.
When you think, Invincible, Adam Eve, her mom got experimented on. Adam Eve ended up being a superhero.
Right.
Kim Possible is a superhero. Genetically modified.
I agree. I think it's pretty valid. Like that just doesn't happen.
It doesn't. Another one, Hannah Montana. This one's kind of sad, but it could be very true.
Okay.
That Hannah Montana's dad was paying her friends to be her friend. So she had somewhat of a normal life. And she thinks she's living this double life.
Yeah.
But her dad's just paying her friends to be her friends while knowing her secret.
When you think about it,
yeah.
Look at celebrities today. Look at celebrities today.
Yeah.
I think they all kind of pay their friends. If their friends are not in the industry that they are in.
Yeah.
Those friends are definitely getting some kind of benefit.
Right.
Right, so, in the coattails of the success.
It makes sense. It could be possible that Lily and Oliver were paid.
Even if it wasn't directly cash money.
They were
paid with some experiences or something. I don't know.
They were given something.
They were given something.
They were not her real friends. But it's very possible. Another theory is a Phineas and Ferb theory. This is the last theory. But this one, I think you mentioned this one. This one is absolutely crazy. Is that Phineas is actually the son of Dr. Doofenshmirtz. The head shape, okay?
The head shape.
You look at Phineas's parents. Phineas's dad has kind of like the rectangular head and the mom has like the round head. Now you look at their kids. Ferb has the rectangle head. Candace has a round head.
Yeah.
Why the heck does Phineas have a triangle head? Where did that come from? Because that's answers. Not in the bloodline.
Right, it's not.
So, if you go back in some of the in one of the episodes, there's a episode where Dr. Doofenshmirtz and the mom are, like, kind of together.
Yeah.
In the car.
They're on a date.
Right. So, the theory is that Phineas got his triangle head because he is the son of Dr. Doofenshmirtz, and it's been covered up this entire time.
I think it's totally valid.
It's totally valid.
He's so smart, too, Phineas.
Right. So, how does he make all these inventions like his dad, right? Because he's usually the one to come up with it.
Right.
Right? It's never... It's like, Ferb is smart, but Phineas is the guy.
Let's just look at this, too, right? Ferb has the same shape head as his dad.
Right.
Candace, same shape head as the mom.
Right.
Phineas.
Where did that come from?
Explain it.
Exactly.
Where are you at? Explain it.
Phineas?
We need a DNA test right now.
I don't even think Phineas knows. I think only the mom knows. Phineas, I think your dad is Doofenshmirtz.
It's all right. It's all right.
So that smart. Means, though, that means Ferb is dating Phineas's sister, right? Ferb. Dr. Oh. Doofenshmirtz's daughter likes Ferb.
Hey, they're trying to keep it in the family.
Yeah.
Okay, I also want to talk about some South Park theories. Now, South Park. We all know Stan Marsh. Stan Marsh is one of the most popular characters on on South Park. And there's a crazy theory that when you look at Randy and Sharon's relationship, his parents, it's a little different. It's a little off. As we know, in sitcom shows, the mom and dad always have like this kind of like funny, like humorous arguments. But at the end of the day, you kind of see that they have this love for each other, you know. Now, South Park, what they do that's so unique is they really make these awkward banter encounters between Randy and Sharon, where it's just like, it doesn't look like they're a couple. It's like they argue about these weird things. They're always competing against each other.
Yeah.
It's just very toxic and just doesn't seem as if they're a couple.
Yeah.
So the theory is that Randy and Sharon are actually brother and sister.
That's crazy.
See, there's an episode where we see Randy and Sharon with Grandpa Marsh, and they both look at each other, Randy and Sharon, and they go, "That's our grandpa."
That's crazy.
Insinuating, like, that's our dad.
Yeah, that's right? Weird.
Not like, you know, she married into the family. It's like, no, this is our dad.
Oh, yeah.
And there's also a scene where when Sharon is at Walmart and she sees Grandpa Marsh and she refers to Grandpa Marsh as her actual dad, not like dad through marriage, but like her actual dad introduces him.
What?
Yeah. And it goes over a lot of people's heads, right?
Yeah.
But what's so crazy is South Park is such a humorous show.
Right.
Raunchy, toxic, just out of the pocket show.
Yeah.
It would make sense that they would have some kind of incest issue on the show.
That makes a lot of sense.
And Stan's parents fit that whole spot.
They literally put it in front of your face, right? And they leave it up to interpretation.
Yeah.
But it's in front of your face.
It makes total sense. Such a South Park thing to do.
Oh, that's so weird.
There's also a theory that the town of South Park is actually a governmental experiment. And all the things that go wrong in South Park, the unique things that happen, are just from the government testing it out on the people of South Park to see how people react to these things.
Oh, that's weird.
When you think about it, whenever there's an issue in South Park, it kind of just hops in, creates chaos, hops out, and everything's back to normal.
Right. And then it's on to the next.
Right. Exactly how an experiment would go.
What?
It's like they're the canvas and everything's just being constantly worked on.
And they never really leave their like home.
Right.
Right. They're always in
South Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also a crazy theory about Cartman.
Cartman.
Now, we all love Cartman.
Yes.
And there's a character that Cartman really loves.
Really loves.
And that is Kyle.
Kyle.
If you look throughout the show, Cartman is so quick to judge Kyle, to really be mean to Kyle.
Right, right.
As if a young kid in elementary school would do when they have a crush on someone.
Oh.
Teasing Kyle, like being the first one to always get in Kyle's face.
Yeah.
But is always there for Kyle, always making sure that things work out for Kyle.
Oh.
And when Kyle doesn't give Cartman the attention, it hurts him the most out of any other friend in the friend group.
Wait,
Kyle
what?
Tells, I mean, Cartman tells Kyle, like, yeah. I just want to hold you and hug you for the rest of my life and be there for you.
Right? He says that?
Yeah. And, like, he always is trying to antagonize Kyle, like, to get his attention.
Yeah.
Why not do that to everyone else?
It's like he has a crush on him. It's He's, like flirting.
Yeah, I mean, come on, South Park. It would totally make sense that Cartman would be having a crush on one of his friends.
Dude, oh my gosh. He's flirting with him.
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense why Cartman, like, always is so quick to judge Kyle.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. When I think about the show,
yeah,
most of Cartman's interactions is with Kyle.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So there's another crazy theory about Butters, okay?
Butters.
Now, everyone loves Butters. He's innocent. Yeah. He's gullible. He's just, like, naive, you know?
Butters.
And you just feel like he has a good heart. And basically what we see throughout the show is that he's so gullible, right? Yeah. He believes whatever Cartman tells him, believes whatever Stan tells him.
Right.
And Cartman is able to convince him that, like, everything's, like, a lie, aliens are real, and yeah. all these things, right? So there's a theory that the whole show of South Park is actually Butters as an adult retelling his childhood. And he's talking to his therapist, because we see throughout the show, he's always talking to his therapist.
Yeah.
And all the things that happen in the show, right, all the crazy things like Kanye West,
right,
like different situations,
yeah,
is just Butters retelling his childhood to the therapist. And that's why it's a little weird, like unrealistic, right? Because Butters has a false reality of what was real and what was fake, because he believes everything Cartman and Kyle would tell him or Stan would tell him.
Oh my gosh. That actually makes a lot of sense, because it makes sense why the story would be so crazy, because it's told from someone that believes all these crazy things.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Poor Butters.
I know, poor Butters. But let's move on to some movie news. Now, Alan Ritchson, Jack Reacher from Amazon Prime. Okay. If you guys haven't seen the show, great show. I binged that show like instantly once it came out. Season two it's been out for a while now, but if you haven't seen season one, go check it out. Both seasons are phenomenal. Alan Ritchson is a great representation of Jack Reacher. Now, Alan Ritchson said in an interview that, let me just get the exact wording, okay?
Okay.
So the exact wording is, I'll shout it out from the rooftops, I want to be Bruce Wayne. He's really wanting the Bruce Wayne role in the DCU, and he's hoping that people can campaign and rally for him to get the role.
Interesting.
Now, what people may not realize is that Alan Ritchson was in Smallville, which was on the CW, which was a Smallville, you know, the young Superman.
Right, right, right.
And he, Alan Ritchson, played Aquaman on the show. So he's kind of had experience in the DCU universe, right? And he does fit a good Batman. The guy's jacked.
Yeah.
Like, super jacked.
Right.
He's funny, but he could also be, from Jack Reacher, like, you could see that he could be, like, a very serious character, which Bruce Wayne would be.
Right.
But he also could be funny.
You know, now that you say, like, he's, like, campaigning for the Batman role, if you look at what Batman looks like in the Gotham Knights video game,
yeah,
you could see him playing him.
Because he's so jacked?
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. Now, Bob Iger, okay, he was asked about how he feels about the Hulu merger with Disney Plus, right?
Okay, yeah.
So right now, if you have a Disney Plus membership, you now have access to Hulu, right? Before, you'd have to pay for Hulu and Disney Plus, but now they're on the same app.
Yeah.
So they're asking him, like, how do you feel about potentially linking up with Netflix or Max, HBO Max?
Yeah.
And he's totally open to it. And I think it'll be interesting to see, because could you imagine Disney Plus having Hulu and Netflix?
That is insane.
And it's really smart, because right now everyone's paying for so many different streaming services.
Yeah.
It would make sense that they just combine everything.
And you pay for one.
Right. Maybe just a little more, but less than buying every single one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think in the near future, we're going to get a Disney Plus merger with more than just Hulu, like Netflix and HBO Max, because there are some Warner Brothers titles that are going to be on Disney Plus, like Shazam 2 is going to be on there.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman. So it makes sense that it kind of will transition over maybe one day to Disney Plus. Okay. Jon Bernthal, the original Punisher from the Netflix show, has officially confirmed that he is in Daredevil Born Again.
Yes.
He posted about it. So I think now it's like fair to talk about that. It is for sure confirmed. There is set photos. There is video of them filming. It is so interesting, because we know that Daredevil Born Again was basically finished.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like what they saw.
Yeah.
They're now going back, reshooting it with original characters from Deadpool. I mean, from Daredevil and the Punisher's back. So I can confidently say that Jon Bernthal is back, because he actually confirmed it himself.
That's awesome.
Now, on to Fantastic Four news. Ooh. Galactus is rumored to be the main villain of Fantastic Four.
Ooh.
We've kind of mentioned this before,
yeah,
but there's been a lot of rumored castings, but apparently as of right now, there is no casting confirmed for Galactus.
Okay.
But we did receive the first poster for the Human Torch.
We did?
Yeah, so there's a Human Torch poster that was just released, and it shows what the Human Torch will look like in Fantastic Four. You can see Happy 4-4 Day.
Oh,
but he's
going to
have that 60s suit.
Yeah.
But he looks really good.
That looks really good.
Yeah, I feel like they did a good job. And I feel like it's so smart that they're using like these animated artworks like on Valentine's Day and then on 4-4 to like kind of hint at, to show what the Fantastic Four is going to look like.
Right.
Than just showing set photos or like images of them.
Wow.
Apparently in the Fantastic Four movie, Invisible Woman will be pregnant with the son, Franklin Richards, right? And as we know, Franklin Richards is going to play a huge role in the MCU.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the movie, will take place in a different universe where the Fantastic Four are already established and they're basically famous. So
okay.
As we see Iron Man, Ant-Man, Captain America, right? In the main MCU 616 universe, they are very famous people.
Right.
Like, people want to get Ant-Man's autograph. He has a book. So it makes sense that the idea of fame, so that idea is also translated to that universe where the Fantastic Four, they're already experiencing that.
Okay. So everybody already knows who they are. They're already like the superheroes of the world.
Right.
Okay.
And then Julia Garner was cast as the Silver Surfer. And everyone knows Julia Garner from Ozark. She did an amazing job. Now, this is where it's going to get really interesting. As we know that the Fantastic Four is going to probably take place in another universe, then at the end, by the end of the movie, they're going to merge into the main MCU.
Yeah.
See, this is where it kind of confirms a lot about the storyline. So I'm going to kind of break this down for you guys. This is like crazy news. Okay. So we know that there's going to be a male Silver Surfer. And the reason why we know that is Lakeith Stanfield posted on his Instagram a picture of Julia Garner's picture, like of the Silver Surfer cast.
Okay.
And he posted, like, he captioned the photo, "I thought I'm playing the Silver Surfer."
What?
Within like a couple minutes of posting that,
yeah,
he deleted it.
Oh my, he got in trouble.
Well, he probably was misinformed. Like, he probably thought he lost the role.
Oh.
But see, he's cast as a Silver Surfer, but just as the male version that from another universe.
Oh.
So I think Julia Garner's Silver Surfer will be from their universe.
Yeah.
But when they come to the main 616 universe, Lakeith will be the main Silver Surfer.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Such a crazy mix-up.
Yeah.
Because he probably learned about it just like how we all did. Like, it went wild. Julia Garner, Silver Surfer, all over social media.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, let's move on to Moana 2. It's officially announced that Moana 2 will be taking place 3 years after the first film. And it's going to be basically her expanding her horizons, going beyond the oceans of what she knows, trying to find new people.
Interesting.
So it's going to be taking place on a whole different island. Yeah, you know I mean, her journey somewhere else.
Ah.
Which dang, I think
3 years in the future of when the last one happened. Dang.
So it should be really interesting on how that plays out.
Yeah. I'm excited to see that one.
Yeah, it should be good. Okay, so recently, Daniel, we've been trying to figure out what water is the best water to drink, okay? So, as we know, plastic apparently is bad for you, okay?
Yes.
And as kids, all we drank was plastic water bottles, right? Arrowhead, you know, Dasani. And we come to find out Dasani's not the best for you. Arrowhead's probably not the best for you. But bottom line, plastic water bottles are bad for you because all the plastic gets into the water. You drink it, you consume it.
Yeah.
Plastic gets in your bloodstream. It's just... there's a high chance it causes cancer.
Right. Especially when you leave the water bottle in your car.
Yeah.
And then you drink it when you come back to the car.
Right. Obviously, like when the sun hits it.
Yeah.
It's melting some plastic into the water.
Right.
So we've been trying to be on this search of trying to figure out what water is the best. So we have Voss water. Voss water is super expensive. I don't recommend like spending that money on that.
Yeah.
Come to find out, it's not even good for you.
Yeah. I didn't.
Like Smart Water
is better than Voss water.
Which is crazy because Voss water is in a glass bottle.
Right. But the Smart water in the aluminum bottle is better than that. Not the plastic, the aluminum bottle Smart water.
Okay. Yeah. So aluminum is better, bottom line now.
Right.
So then we tried the Mountain Valley spring water, which is also in a glass bottle. You guys may have seen it. It's like green. And we've been trying that one out. Turns out that one's not healthy either.
No, that one was not up on the list.
So now we are settling on this open water aluminum can.
Yeah.
Still water, 16-ounce can.
Right. So I think that one is good, but I think the bottle aluminum one is good too.
It's better?
It might be better.
And why?
I don't know. It just might be the materials that they use for it.
Because it feels like it's is like aluminum, like the same as...
Yeah, it should be the same.
Well, what's so crazy is I wonder how we go for 20-plus years of learning that all of a sudden plastic water bottles are bad.
Yeah.
Like, it is insane.
And, you know, like back in like the 60s and like 70s, did they have water bottles or did they use glass?
Well, from my understanding is like for our parents, like dad would go out of the backyard, just get the hose and like drink from it and drink from the kitchen faucet, like tap water.
Oh.
See, tap water, I believe at one time maybe wasn't as bad as it is today.
Yeah.
But yeah, before no one would buy bottles of water. No one would buy water. It was like it was something that was taken for granted, I think, and it was insane to think about purchasing water. Mm-hmm. Everyone would just grab a glass, go up to the kitchen sink, and pour some into a cup, right?
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's totally normal to either buy some kind of purification system or buy water bottles for your house.
That's so crazy to think about.
But it's just such a different time now, and it's just so weird that at one time, water was just a given resource, right?
Yeah.
For some reason these days, it's like to get good quality water, you have to pay a premium.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
It's just like you want to pay for organic vegetables, you got to pay more.
Yeah. I mean, organic vegetables is a whole other thing. Like in the markets, I saw this like person like that posted on Instagram above the vegetables, right?
Uh-huh.
You see like how there's stuff spraying on them all the time?
Yeah. Yeah. Like the mister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they found what it's connected to. Like what's the, what's holding, what liquid is it?
Oh no.
It's like pesticide killer.
What?
Like, I don't know at all markets, but okay. One market, that person was able to see like what it was and reading off the ingredients, and it was like pesticide killer.
Okay. See, what are we doing?
And what's so crazy is pesticide killer, you can't just go like run your vegetables underwater and like kind of wipe it with your hand or like a scrubber and get the pesticide chemicals killer off of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like there's a whole process of being able to clean that stuff off.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah, it kills off the pesticides, but there's that pesticide killer chemical on is it. Now in your system.
Yeah.
Like how does that make sense?
It doesn't make sense. Oh, okay. You know this other thing I saw on the internet? That what? Was absolutely ridiculous to me.
What?
People are cleaning their cheese.
What do you mean?
You know like shredded cheese you get at the market?
Yeah.
People are cleaning it before they eat it.
Oh, because there's like some kind of wax on it or something?
You know how it's kind of like, it feels like, it's almost like kind of dusty. There's like a dust coating on each strand of cheese. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
People think that's bad. So what they're doing is they're rinsing the cheese, then drying it with paper towels, then using it for what they need it to do.
Weird.
Come to find out, it's not even, what they're washing off is not even bad.
What is it?
It's just like something that like the company's like put on the cheese that's not even like, has nothing to do with being bad or anything.
We gotta free the cheese. But don't drown your cheese. Free your cheese.
I don't get it. Who thought of that? Who thought, I need to clean the cheese?
Well, to be fair, these days it seems like you have to clean everything.
Okay, I can see that. But come on, like,
don't clean your cheese. Or clean your cheese.
But
because
see,
I don't want to say don't clean your cheese because you never know.
But see, like, if I was to clean my... If I thought of something, like, so random to clean my cheese...
Yeah.
I'm going to research what's on my cheese before I start cleaning it. You know what I mean?
The idea of wet cheese from water sounds nasty.
Yeah. Well, what they're doing is they're putting the cheese in, like, a colander. You know, a colander is, like, the bowl with the holes?
Yeah.
And they get another bowl with water. They dunk the colander with the cheese in the water, and they kind of like mix it around.
Like a strainer.
Yeah, and they strain it, right? And then they put it on a paper towel and they dry it. So like, I don't know what it does, but they're saying that it tastes different.
Better. Tastes better.
It tastes better.
Oh, okay.
Now, do I think that it's going to taste better? No, because it's just cheese.
Yeah.
But they're saying it tastes better and cleaner.
Well, it's probably cleaner because you're technically... You're washing it.
Right. But you got to think, you're washing cheese. Who's going to wash cheese? Come on.
Know.
You got to think that's kind of crazy.
I don't know.
Dude.
It's crazy.
You're running your cheese. Think of mac and cheese.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what if I told you the mac and cheese that I make for you, the cheese.
You never make mac and cheese.
No. But say if I did.
Okay.
Right. I run the cheese underwater. And I wash it with my hands before I put it in the mac and cheese. And then I give it to you to eat.
Are you going to melt the cheese after?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Right? But I wash it first. As opposed to just me just dumping the cheese and melting it.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But also not really.
What are you talking about?
Hear me out here.
You're washing
hear
cheese.
Hear me out here, okay?
Yeah. Say
If the cheese, like, you can clean it.
Yeah.
The texture, the consistency, the structure of the cheese doesn't change.
Uh-huh.
Then what's the harm in washing it?
But what's the point?
If it doesn't change the structure or the texture or how it tastes in a negative way, what's the harm cleaning it?
But what's the point in cleaning it?
Hey, you never know what's on
it. If it doesn't change anything,
you don't know.
What's the point?
Hey,
you just said if it doesn't change the structure or the taste for in a negative way, What's the problem?
Right, exactly.
But what's the point?
Now, hear me out here, okay? You get a plastic water bottle.
Yeah.
You drink it.
Right.
Arrowhead.
Yeah.
I know you have a weird sense of knowing.
Arrowhead is disgusting.
Okay, point being is you have a water bottle.
Yeah.
Okay? The plastic gets inside the bottle.
Oh.
Inside the water.
Yeah.
You drink it.
Right.
Water doesn't taste differently, but there's chemicals in your bloodstream. Like, there's chemicals entering your body from
yes.
the plastic, right?
Yeah.
Now, the cheese.
Yeah.
Maybe you are taking off some bad stuff off the cheese, right? The structure changes the same. See, just like in the water bottle, the water in the water bottle still is water.
Hang on a second.
Still is water.
Hang on a second. Okay. It is normal. It is normal for plastic to get in the water, right?
Okay.
That's a normal thing.
Okay.
It is also normal to filter your water, to clean your water before you drink it.
Right.
Now, it is not normal to clean your dang cheese.
Now, I'm sure it took a while for like the water companies to realize that tap water is actually bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was probably a time when people were innovative and had filters and they said like, oh, that's not necessary.
Okay.
Because people just go outside, drink their water out of the hose and it's fine.
Yeah.
Just like how dad did. Right. Now, maybe these people that are cleaning their cheese are just innovators. Like they're new to the game. They know, you know what I mean? Like they get it.
They get what?
They get that maybe there's chemicals and maybe there's bad stuff on the cheese that need to be cleaned. Now, hear me out here. We've grown accustomed to washing strawberries, washing our vegetables, washing fruits, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because we've realized now
that
there's a bunch of crap on it that you need to wash.
Whoa.
Now, cheese, no one's even thought of looking at what's under the microscope of cheese when you get it out of the package.
Okay.
Maybe there are things that need to be cleaned too. You're telling me that plastic containers, right?
Yeah.
With water in them.
Yeah.
The plastic gets in the water.
Right.
So when you have a plastic container of cheese, you're telling me that, what, they're just exempt from getting plastic in the cheese or little stuff, being residues on the cheese? Maybe the water's there to wash it off.
Oh.
You think about that?
No, I didn't.
There's a lot of things in today's world that we once never thought about.
Yeah.
Never questioned it.
Right.
And here we are, 20 years later, drinking out of this thing, out of a can, aluminum can of water.
Yeah.
Water.
Because plastic is so bad for us, and all of a sudden, we're like, hey, aluminum's better.
That's a good point. Wash your cheese.
Wash your cheese.
I never thought of it like that, but it makes sense. Maybe we should be washing our cheese.
Maybe we should.
Maybe we should be washing our string cheese too then.
Yeah, look at that thing's in a plastic.
All the
little
cheese. We should be washing all
mozzarella,
the cheese.
Mozzarella, burrata.
They all package it in plastic.
Goat cheese, yeah.
Right?
One of the weirdest things about cheese, I don't know if you guys caught this when we talked about this on the podcast like a couple months ago. Kraft's cheese.
Yeah.
Kraft singles.
Yep.
Are not allowed to be called cheese because
there's not enough cheese product in it.
Not enough cheese products for it to be considered a real piece of cheese. That's why if you look at the packaging, it says Kraft singles, not Kraft's cheese single.
It's just Kraft singles.
It's like Taco Bell with their beefy nacho grillers.
Yeah. Whoa.
Beefy because
it's not beef. It's
FDA.
Beefy.
FDA requires when you have a beef product, it has to have a certain amount of beef. And when it doesn't reach the right amount of real beef in the product, you cannot advertise it as beef. So that's why Taco Bell has changed their name sometimes to Beefy.
Beefy. Beefy five-layer burrito.
Not beef.
Oh, interesting. You know, on Postmates, though, it does say seasoned beef.
Does it?
But the title of the thing is Beefy still.
Yeah. Because they can't call it beef.
Oh, that's
maybe
crazy.
There's some products that they're able to call beef, but last I checked, it's some of them.
And you know what? I'm still going to eat it.
I'm still going to eat it, too.
Dude, I love Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's the best.
I can't go like a month without eating Taco Bell. At least four times.
Have you seen them make the beans for Taco Bell?
Yeah, don't they like rehydrate it?
Oh, that's what it is? Just rehydrating it?
Or is it? I don't know.
Well, yeah, maybe you're right. I just saw this weird video where this guy like has like water and he's like pouring it in. It gets all mushy.
Oh.
But it makes sense. That's called rehydration, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it is.
Well, wash your cheese.
I don't know. Depends. I mean, there's a lot that can go wrong with washing your cheese, right?
Well, it's
you have bad water.
Ah!
Bad water.
Bad water.
You got to get that tap water out of there.
Yeah.
Right? You got to have good quality water. You got to have some filtered water and washing it.
Yeah, so what if you're harming the cheese by washing it?
Well, I think the people...
You just hurt your own argument.
No. Let me tell you something. The people that are washing their cheese, that type of person, you're going to tell me that they have some dirty water that they're going to wash their cheese. Hear me out here. No. That type of person that goes above and beyond to go clean their cheese, the last thing they have is bad quality water. Because if they're that hypersensitive to want to go wash their cheese, that it's not normal, you're going to go wash it with some good quality water. That type of person will... comment below if you agree. Comment below if you think that a person that washes their cheese has some bad quality water.
Yeah.
Dude, no.
From their sink?
No.
That's what they're washing it with, though. They're sink water.
They got some Brita. They got some filter on the spout of the.
You don't know that. The videos I saw look like a normal spigot to me.
Well, they're stupid then.
So we'll see. Dirty water.
No. The point
was harming
the
cheese.
The point that I'm trying to make here is if you got filtered water, go wash your cheese. If it doesn't change anything, it makes it better. Cleans it off. It doesn't hurt to change. It doesn't hurt to clean anything that you eat.
I'm gonna look up what's the stuff on the cheese.
It's probably just okay. Isn't there wax sometimes on cheese? Like you know, like how honeycomb has wax.
The stuff on cheese is cellulose powder. It keeps the cheese from sticking together.
So is that bad?
No.
So it's not bad.
It's not bad.
Just how they thought tap water was fine too. You ever think about that? Mm-hmm. Hey, let me ask you this.
Okay. Hang on. It does say. Even though it's not terrible for you. That means it could be kind of bad. It's not terrible for you. It's also not necessary to eat when you have the option to grate the cheese yourself.
See? Dude, that's like sounds like a cigarette ad in the 60s. Yeah. Like, it's not terrible for you, but, you know.
Okay, hang on. Now, the more that I look at this, wash your cheese. Because look at it. Hang on. Listen to this. What it's made out of?
Yeah.
It's made out of cotton and wood pulp.
Oh.
So it's literal cotton and wood on the cheese to help it not stick together in the package.
See? Dude.
This is on packaged shredded cheese.
We went for 10 minutes just for you to understand that, yeah, it's good.
But at least we came to a consensus.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think 3 Big Macs is worse than eating a pound of bacon?
3 Big Macs. Is it worse than eating a pound of bacon?
Yeah, which one's worse? Pound of bacon?
3 Big Macs.
You sure?
Yeah.
You're right.
You got the meat, right? You got the bread.
Yeah.
You got the sauce.
Yeah.
You got the cheese.
Okay, you're just going to name off all the ingredients from a Big Mac.
Well, no, I didn't name the lettuce.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Not yet.
I didn't name the onions.
You named the pickles?
There's onions in it.
Did you name the pickles?
No.
Well, the pickles probably have sodium in it.
Yeah, but everybody eats pickles. Like, pickles is just like...
everyone eats bread.
Right, but I feel like pickles aren't crazy bad for you, right?
Dude, have you seen those, like, the cans, or not cans, the bottles of
Pickles?
Yeah. Dude, the sodium is off the charts.
Is it?
It's horrible for you.
I thought it's just like a lot of vinegar.
All I know is that it may taste like vinegar.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of sodium in it. I mean, I could be wrong, but that's the reason why I stopped buying so many pickles.
Oh. Maybe I should stop buying pickles.
Yeah, there's a lot of sodium in it.
I like pickles though, so I'm keep eating them.
I just thought the idea of a pound of bacon, that's a lot of bacon, a lot of grease, a lot of fat. It's amazing that 3 Big Macs is worse than that. I'm not... Now, let me tell you something. Right? Both are bad for you. Both are bad. But if you're asking me, like, which one's worse?
Big Mac.
Big Mac, based on, like, ingredients and calories and stuff like that.
Interesting.
But a pound of bacon will do damage to you, too.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that's going to, like, clog some arteries.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Cholesterol's off the charts.
But, you know, I'll still do it.
Dude, don't say that. Don't say you'll still do it.
I like bacon. Okay, let's talk about this.
Okay.
Crispy burnt bacon or, like, kind of, like, flimsy soggy bacon?
Crispy burnt bacon.
See, when people say like the flimsy stuff,
yeah,
what do you like about that?
Yeah,
you know
what's the
it's
point
like
of that?
it's like greasy salty rubber. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not like it's like got like some texture to it.
Yeah,
it's kind of just grease and flop.
Yeah, like when you get like a bacon gouda sandwich from Starbucks and they heat it up for you, and sometimes that bacon's so floppy, like ugh.
Yeah, come on.
Comment below if you know what I'm talking about when you get the bacon gouda sandwich.
Yeah,
that bacon's not crispy, but if you get the croissant one. The other one?
Yeah.
The other sandwich, right? That bacon, for some reason, they try to make sure it's more crispy.
Yeah. What's the best item from Starbucks to eat?
Oh, gosh.
To be honest?
The bacon gouda sandwich.
Really? You think so?
I think it's pretty darn good.
I would say they're going to go cake pop or lemon loaf.
Oh, lemon loaf. Lemon loaf heated up is pretty solid. I do have one issue with the lemon loaf, okay? Starbucks, listen to this.
I know what you're going to say.
Listen to this
right now. I know
what
you're going to say.
Why the heck do you cut off the freaking icing and you only go one... If you break it up into thirds, you're telling me you're going to only cover the outside, one third of the outside?
Wait, dude. Right.
One
it's
fourth?
A square. It's a four. There's four sides.
No, but okay. So yeah, you have one fourth covered, right?
Yeah.
But then there's also part on the sides of the, you know.
Is there?
Yeah, a little overlap.
Oh.
About a half inch or a quarter inch.
Okay.
Right? So that's why, like, you know.
It seems like what they do, right, is they take a big loaf.
Yeah.
And they put the icing right here and they slice it like this.
Yeah, they probably just dip the whole loaf in a little thing of frosting and then they...
Yeah, and just the top, though, and they cut it.
Okay, now...
Dip the whole dang thing
in there. Hear me out here, right? You can give me at least three-fourths. Three-fourths covered in icing.
Yeah, just not the bottom, right?
Right.
You can leave out the bottom.
Just freaking dip it in, right?
Yeah.
You pull it out.
Right.
You cut it. You're still going to have the, you know, the flat tops and the flat bottom.
Yeah.
Not exposed to icing, but the surrounding areas will be covered.
Right.
Problem solved. Problem solved.
For the longest time, even as a kid, like, I was like, geez, these lemon loaves are so good. But you know what? They also are very disappointing. You know what I mean?
Well, what's disappointing about it?
Well, it got to the point where I started eating them, the frosting to at the end. So I'd go from the bottom and I'd eat like no frosting and I'd be like, oh, this is kind of good. And then I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Right, right, right. It's like the idea of like you're doing your chores, right? And then you have your video games that you're going to get rewarded with when you're done.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? I'm just going to sit through this. I'm going to stick it out. I'm going to eat this, the chore part.
Yeah.
And then I'll be rewarded.
Yeah. That's what it came down to.
It's so disgusting to think about, though.
That actually taught me a lot when I was a kid.
Did it?
Yeah, because it's like, you know, sometimes you got to go through the bad to get to the good. You know what I mean? Lemon loaf taught me that. Seriously. I had to start with the bad, and then I was rewarded with the good.
I think that's a... You know what? Lemon loaves are a good example of life.
Yeah.
Now, life could be good, just as sweet as a lemon loaf. The bread, fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the icing's better.
Mm-hmm.
But you still got the bread. The bread is still a very nice treat to have, right?
Yeah.
Even if you didn't have the icing, right? So you're like eating it. You eat the bread. You're like, you know what? It's not that bad. This is like, I'm very thankful for this bread that
right.
tastes still like a little sweeter than like a normal piece of bread.
Yeah.
Then you get that icing. You're like, boom. Ah. Hit my hand. Get the icing. That's just like top notch, you know?
Yeah. Lemon loaf.
Lemon loaf. No.
Oh.
My eyes are watering because I'm just so passionate about lemon loaves.
Gosh. Lemon loaf, life lessons.
Yeah.
Life lessons with the loaf.
Life lessons with the loaf.
Of lemon.
Yeah. So just, guys, remember that. When you're eating that lemon loaf, when you're eating that part of the bread, just know, like, hey, this is the part of life where I'm just pushing through.
Yeah.
But then, a couple bites later, you're going to be getting that icing.
You know what? I think we need a Starbucks menu item where it's a lemon loaf with three-fourths covered.
Three-fourths covered.
Starbucks, we got to do it.
Comment if you feel that we need the three-fourths lemon loaf. If you want the three-fourths lemon loaf, comment. We're going to post it on our Instagram story.
Yeah.
And we're going to tell Starbucks, look, our people that listen to our podcast say, do it.
Do
just
it.
Do it.
Yeah. And if you haven't had a lemon loaf, you better go get one.
Yeah, you should go try it. I think it's a pretty good, just remember when you're biting it, be like, hey, you know what? I see what they're talking about. You go through the hard, then you get the good.
Yeah. And honestly, Eat it upside down. Don't start with the icing.
No, yeah.
You gotta start with the non-iced part.
Right. You gotta go through the trenches and then you gotta climb out.
Yeah.
And it's better on the outside.
Yeah. Lemon loaf.
You get it? The trenches, the inside, not good. Right? It's tough.
Yeah.
But when you get on the outside, that outer layer of the trenches.
Oh.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Well, guys, if you made it this far on the podcast, thank you so much for watching and listening. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Also, comment what you guys want us to talk about next week. Comment your thoughts on the lemon loaf. We're going to post it on our Instagram. I'm serious. We got to tell Starbucks. We got to push for this campaign. Yeah, so we'll see you guys tomorrow on TikTok, and we'll see you guys next Monday or Sunday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube.
We'll see you on the TikTok.
God bless you guys. Love ya.
Love ya. Wait, what?
See ya.
Love ya.
Sorry. Love ya too.